What is a farmer? Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. What is a farmer is the question that was recently posed to 7th graders across the state for the Tennessee Farm Bureau's annual essay contest. In Robertson County's Savannah Eller won the top honors.
That's a great opportunity, and it's an honor, too. We couldn't function as a society. Without farmers, we would be nomads. Farmers are important. They're our lifeline. It's Americans' lifeline. They produce our clothing, our food, even other products.
13-year-old Savannah is homeschooled in the White House community, and she says although her family doesn't farm now, if you go back 6 generations, they did. And in her essay, she says farmers hold the key to the future.
The world is rapidly approaching a deadline that has grand implications. The world is approaching a population of 9 billion humans. 9 billion mouths to feed and clothe every day for an average of 75 years and increasing. And the people who are going to support this exponentially growing population, including you and me, are our farmers.
Now, the Farm Bureau women sponsor the essay contest across the state, where 7th grade students have 300 to 500 words to explain what is a farmer. And Savannah explained in her essay she thinks farmers need a little credit for all they do.
By 2014, American farmers and farmers everywhere will have to work double time, triple time, to meet the increasing world's demand. A farmer is our most valuable commodity, and I think they deserve a little credit.
Savannah received $700 for her prize-winning essay, and her teacher received $100. Second place, with a prize of $500, went to Seth Jolly of White County, and third place, with $300, went to Landon Pig of Rutherford County. Wonderful to hear young people telling such a great message about agriculture. For more information about the contest, check out tnfarmbureau.org. Have a great day and join us next time. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Melissa Berniston.